Are you type O positive? Well, you can help Holyoke Medical Center. Springfield will use the police firing range for firearm certification. Brightside's Angel Campaign gets a big boost from a local businessman. A burst pipe shuts down a Greenfield college. And an East Longmeadow town councilman has died. All of this in Auerbach 2. Stand by.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
A quiet day in the region, the fall of snow in our outerlying areas, and rain and slush in the urban and suburban spots, along with the somberness of the remembrance for Dr. Martin Luther King, has absorbed a lot of very typical activity. The snow and rain is gone, but a cold brew of air has returned. In fact, it'll be becoming mostly sunny and windy today with a high from 24 to 28 degrees. The winds are west, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, clearing up early, clouds later on, low 6 to 12. Springfield has come to an agreement with the Executive Office of Public Safety and Security to utilize the Springfield Police Department's shooting range for police firearm certification. The agreement is for a 5-year period with an option to renew terms of the agreement up to 2 5-year periods. Now, as part of the agreement, they agree to pay the city of Springfield $364,740 per year, or $30,395 per month, which does cover 50% of the rent, plus 50% of the property insurance cost. The EOPSS will use the Springfield Police Department shooting range for police firearm certification and training purposes for all state and local law enforcement agencies as administered by the EOPSS and the Municipal Police Training Committee. And joining us now for a spot of culture, we bring you ArtsBeat reporter Mark Auerbach. Mark?
What the Constitution means to me, Heidi Schreck's 2019 Tony Award-nominated play and Pulitzer Prize finalist placed the Bushnell January 26 through 30 as part of its Broadway series. Cassie Beck from Broadway's The Humans and the film I Know What You Did Last Summer stars in the role created by Schreck. Oliver Butler directs, and the cast includes Mike Iveson, Jocelyn Beck, and Emmalin Toffler. Playwright Heidi Schreck's boundary-breaking play breathes new life into our Constitution and imagines how it will affect the next generation of Americans. 15-year-old Heidi earned her college tuition by winning constitutional debate competitions across the U.S. In this hilarious, hopeful, and achingly human new play, she resurrects her teenage self in order to trace the profound relationship between 4 generations of women and the founding document that shaped their lives. For details, bushnell.org. 5 Guys Named Mo, the London and Broadway hit and Tony Award nominee for Best Musical, comes to West Hartford's Playhouse on Park with performances January 26th through February 27th. This exuberant musical, with book by Clark Peters, celebrates the music of Louis Jordan. Brittany Griffin directs and choreographs, with musical direction by Dexter Pedway. Darius Barnes is the associate choreographer. Louis Jordan, the American saxophonist, multi-instrumentalist, songwriter, and bandleader, was known as the King of the Jukebox and a major influencer on rock and roll and R&B music. For details, playhouseonpark.org. Kate McGuire, the Berkshire Theatre Group's CEO and Artistic Director, is the recipient of the Actors Fund Encore Award for the 2nd consecutive year. The Encore Award is given for demonstrating exemplary compassion and dedication to everyone in the entertainment community who brings the performing arts to our stages and screens. Under Kate's guidance, Berkshire Theatre Group has produced live theater and concerts throughout the pandemic on both campuses in Pittsfield and Stockbridge. For information on the Actors Fund, actorsfund.org. For details on Berkshire Theatre Group, berkshiretheatregroup.org. There have been a lot of cancellations around because of COVID and weather. The Hartford Symphony Orchestra's performance of Dvorak's New World Symphony, scheduled performances last weekend at the Bushnell, was postponed. New dates will be announced shortly. Ticket holders should contact hartfordsymphony.org. The Valley Voices finals, scheduled at the Academy of Music, have been rescheduled till February 19th. Berkshire Opera Festival's Midwinter Mozart Concert, originally scheduled for January 22nd at St. James Place in Great Barrington, has been postponed until March 27th. Ticket holders can use their January tickets for the upcoming March performance. For details, BerkshireOperaFestival.org. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark. Mayor Dominic J. Sarno and DPW Director Chris Signoli will join with Congressman Richard Neal in the parking lot of the Eco Building Bargains to highlight President Joseph Biden's U.S. Department of Transportation's Federal Highway Administration's Bridge Formula Program, the largest in American history, made possible by the passage of the bipartisan infrastructure law. This event will highlight the Armory Street Bridge over CSX rail line. Our congratulations to the Pride Stores. The Bright Side Angel campaign is a holiday tradition for the many folks who look forward to purchasing and displaying the familiar Bright Side Angel decorations. And all the proceeds from the annual campaign, now in its 41st year, directly benefit those served by the programs and services of Bright Side for families and children. As in years past, the Bright Side Paper Angels were available in all 31 Pride stores throughout the local area, and this effort raised $7,500, a win-win for everyone. On top of the difficult weather, a pipe burst at Greenfield Community College, effectively shutting it down for today. They say all classes and activities at all sites have been canceled, and the buildings will be closed. Stop the Spread COVID testing site at GCC have also adjusted their schedule to meet this change. The water pipe caused damage to certain administrative areas and is contained in several offices. The semester does begin January 24th, and the current assessment is that the semester will start on time and proceed as planned. The college and moisture mitigation teams will assess any damage and will develop repair and remediation plans, and they will provide an update when the initial assessment is complete. So, as I asked you at the start of the program, are you O positive? Well, if so, Holyoke Medical Center is looking for you. The blood shortage is a national problem right now, but here in our neck of the woods, the need for O-positive blood is particularly acute. More than 75% of the blood needed by patients at the medical center comes from people living in Holyoke, Chicopee, South Hadley, and the surrounding communities. The shortage, largely the result of the COVID-19 pandemic, which has led to the closure of many schools and colleges where many blood drives take place. Holyoke Medical Center is urging the public to make an appointment to donate all blood types, especially type O positive, to help meet the transfusion needs of the local community. The blood bank is located on the first floor of Holyoke Medical Center, Monday through Friday, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Appointments are required by calling the HMC Blood Bank at 413-534-2591, 534-2591. And if you make an appointment and give a donation, you're going to get a free gift. Town councilman in East Longmeadow, Thomas Charles O'Connor, age 70, has passed away January 8, 2022, at Bay State Medical Center. Tom was born in Springfield, Mass., June 23, 1951, to the late Morris and Lillian DeLeo O'Connor. He graduated from Bloomfield High School in 1970 and had served on the Blue Hills Volunteer Fire Department in Bloomfield, Connecticut, during his young adult life. Tom was employed for 33 years at Connecticut Mutual Life Insurance and Mass Mutual prior to his retirement. But since 2006, Tom held a variety of positions for the town of East Longmeadow, including animal control officer, election commission member, chair of the Capital Planning Committee, charter commission member, and most recently, town councilman. Tom took great honor in representing the people of East Longmeadow, both as an elected official and as a proud resident. a member of the Italian-American Club and the Knights of Columbus, 9960, he enjoyed playing cards with friends. We're going to hold here and thank our good friend Mark Auerbach for being with us on our program today. And we will return with our next program tomorrow, Wednesday morning, smack dab in the middle of the week, at which time we are going to hear an announcement from a very well-known local political person. That's all I'm going to tell you right now. I hope you're with us on the program. All righty, you take care of yourself. Be well. Stay safe. Pioneer Valley Radio's Brad Shepherd Today program is a service of Pioneer Valley Radio. We will talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.